The post-match interview.
We're going to go into the Vanquish Geelong rooms where Heath Buck is waiting patiently with veteran defender Harry Taylor.
I certainly am, Kingy. Harry's been standing here for about a minute and a half now. I can feel his pain, actually. Harry, disappointing night for the footy club.
Yeah, not very fun at all, mate. Hard to take these sort of losses. So, very tough to swallow so soon after.
Take us through that first quarter. I think they had the first 10 inside 50s. Almost they sort of set the tone so early. Catch-up footy after that.
Yeah, we're under siege down back, weren't we? It was pretty relentless there for the first half of the first quarter anyway. Just sort of couldn't get the ball going our way, and when we did, it bounced back pretty quick. So not an ideal start to the game. We sort of held up okay and sort of give ourselves a chance to be close enough, but unfortunately just couldn't quite peg back that margin.
Harry, kinging up in the K-Rock box with Chuck Berry, Lee Brown, Sean Higgins and Benny Cass. We got some internal vision from down in the Geelong rooms post-game, and it looked like the skipper had you in a fairly tight bunch and just having a couple of words. Can you give us sort of the tenet of that message?
Not really, if that's okay. It's probably stuff we'd like to keep in-house, if that's all right. But we're trying to focus pretty quickly on reviewing this game and looking forward to our next opponent. I'm not sure who it is, but whoever it is, we've just got to make sure we're ready.
It'll be West Coast, and we'll probably be here at the MCG, although we are hearing some word that Geelong may ask for it to be at GMHBA Stadium, but that's by the by. The other question I want to ask you is, did you have the feeling that you had Collingwood where you wanted them in that last quarter, but you just couldn't deliver that knockout blow?
Yeah, I thought we did for most of the second half, to be honest. We just sort of just were close enough and had the momentum. We probably played really well for large parts of the last half, but unfortunately that buffer just didn't quite close down to that one goal mark, and it became, you know, a real exciting game. We just couldn't quite close that gap.
Harry, I know you're not a selector, Darren Berry, and I can hear the disappointment. We're all disappointed as well, mate, as you imagine. The fans are, and everyone is that's involved with the Geelong Footy Club. You can't justify selections, but what's the reasoning that Reece Stanley can be left out tonight? And Blitzards, who's an All-Australian defender, in our opinion up here, he goes into the ruck. All we've been given, Harry, and I'm asking the question that the fans are asking, oh, we thought it was going to rain. We were staggered at that decision.
Yeah, look, as you said, I'm not a selector. We've got some very smart people who are. They felt like that was the best thing for this game. And
yep.
We back in all our players and the coaches for making the decisions, I'm sure. If you ask them, they'll have a lot more understanding and reasoning
yep.
of why. I mean, they spend hours and hours in their match committee meetings working through all the variables to come up with what they think's the best plan. So us as players just go out and try to deliver on what we know how to do, and that's try to play good footy.
Yep, fair enough. Unfair question to you. What about the chaos at the start of the game, Harry? We looked up and bloody Busey's running off the ground. We thought he was injured, and then within a minute, Luke Dalhouse was injured. It was a bit chaos down the back, and Zach Tui then had to go off because the starting lineup had to start. It wasn't the ideal start to the setup.
No, it wasn't. I think Busey copped a knock, a bit of a rolled ankle or something like that in the warm-up. Did a bit of tackling just before the bounce after the anthem, and unfortunately got come up a little bit unstuck. So he was going to get a bit of treatment, but from what I gather, the bounce was already set and he had to start on the ground.
Harry, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for joining us. Obviously, disappointing night. It just seemed like there's obviously a bit of a theme. You know, you open the game, you look nervous, not you individually, but just as a team. There was sort of no confidence or no cohesion with what you were doing. Did you sense that as a player early in the game?
Yeah, I think we were just under pressure down in the back half. Didn't quite execute the way we would have liked. Would have loved to have won a few more of the centre clearances early, get the ball going our way, and then we can sort of set up and play the game from there. But sometimes there's a bit of luck involved, other times it's just really good execution, and it was a combination of both of those things. I thought the pressure that Collingwood brought, not only in that first quarter but all night, was outstanding. The score probably reflected a really good game of footy that was tight, where they just did a little bit more and did it a little bit more often than us.
Probably unfairly, Tommy Hawkins, he didn't kick a goal, but you know, the ball movement at times too. I mean, Collingwood obviously play a part in that defensively, but just the slow ball movement was able to stymie your capacity to get it in. I mean, early in the year, you were getting in with some real efficiency and you were really dangerous. Sort of back half of the year, it's been really sort of disjointed getting the ball from back to forward.
Yeah, we did move a little bit slowly at times. Again, that's probably a product of two things. One, the pressure of the game, but also the pressure and the setup that Collingwood did. I thought defensively looked really, really sound. You looked up when you did have the ball, and it just wasn't, a lot of space for our guys to move into. I thought their defenders were terrific. Darcy Moore, in particular, I thought played a really good game as a defender, and it made it very difficult for us to, bring the ball to ground in our forward half.
Harry, Geelong fans will have jumped in the car or on the train listening to us on the way home. Have you got a message for them as they probably try and pick their spirits up?
Yeah, I just implore them to keep backing us in. There'll be a lot written about the records in terms of after buys and finals and whatnot. Yep. Just try not to buy into it too much. I mean, it's great because it sells papers, but we internally don't focus on that stuff. We focus on each game in isolation. We don't believe in superstitions or anything like that. We basically just try to go out and play a certain standard of footy every single week. And unfortunately, in this game, we just weren't quite good enough. But back us in to come out and hopefully play well next week.
Harry, we really appreciate your time as always. Always tough after a loss, but we wish you the best of luck as we look to get through a semi-final next week against the West Coast Eagles. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Harry Taylor joining us down in the Geelong rooms. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Was that... Gee, I hope that wasn't Harry Taylor's second last game of footy.
The post-match interview.